This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
So, suppose you were in charge of a TV newsroom and one of your stars got arrested for driving under the influence. Would you report it or would you just sort of let it slide? We've got a couple different cases. One out of the Quad Cities where Jason Fechner, the main anchor on WQAD, was arrested for DUI. The station reported it, and there was a pretty strong backlash from the audience against the station for doing this. Also, up in Chicago, WBBM TV Channel 2, their investigative reporter, Dave Savini, was arrested. He was charged with driving under the influence, battery, child endangerment, and leaving the scene of an accident. The station did not report on this incident and has not commented on it. And the backlash has been pretty strong that they're not being transparent and that they should report on this just like they would any other similar type of case. So damned if you do and damned if you don't. What's the approach if you were in charge of a newsroom? What would be the approach that you take?
Well, I think you really have to have an understanding of who your audience is and what kind of market you're in. With the Jason Fechner story, I have to give props to the news director who decided, yeah, we're going to go on with this story because we need to. You don't have to. You don't have to report that. The thing was about this particular arrest was that it didn't seem to have any aggravating circumstances. There were no children involved. There was not an accident, as far as we're aware, or anything like that. So it was just, forgive this, but a run-of-the-mill DUI charge citation. With the Savini case, however, there is a long list of charges there, and something seemed a little bit more aggravated, especially with the children. There was a charge, I think, with
child endangerment.
Yeah, child endangerment. So I do think that as news directors, we probably should make our audience aware that, yeah, we are going to be transparent and yeah, we should report the arrest. It doesn't have to be anything very long. But yeah, just have that 20-second blip within our newscast that, yeah, one of our main anchors is not appearing here tonight. And, you know, this arrest happened. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. I'm not surprised by the viewer backlash. A lot of people seem to feel that these people are their friends, and when they're watching every night, they grow accustomed to them. They really like to see them on air, and they feel like this is viewing airing dirty laundry. You know, that's how they. I read many of those comments on their Facebook page, and people were very upset because it was putting Jason Fechner in a bad light, and they didn't like to see that. And they also disliked him in general, and they felt that the station airing this was inappropriate. So, I mean, I can understand the viewer's side of things, but when it comes to a news station, we're trying to be as transparent as possible most of the time, and I think it was appropriate for them to talk about it. Did they have to? No, they didn't have to, but they decided to, and I have to give them some props for trying to be transparent.
What are your thoughts, Lisa?
I agree. I think you need to disclose it to the public. You can't have a double standard and treat your audience and, you know, the public one way, reporting on DUIs of others, but when it comes to your own employees, you're going to hide it or protect them. I think it's better to be transparent, put it out there. It looks worse otherwise. It looks like you're trying to conceal something, and I say that having worked for I've had worked in two newsrooms where I had actually superiors arrested for DUIs, and in both cases their arrests were published in the paper, and they appeared in police beat, and I think it would have looked really bad to, you know, try to hide it, and because then when you're publishing, say you want to publish the arrest of the DUI of a mayor or somebody, then, you know, why have the double standard? And then it also, it looks hypocritical, especially as this columnist, blogger Robert Feeder wrote about the case with the Chicago investigative reporter Savini, whose arrest has not been reported, and it looks even worse because he's an investigative reporter, and It says, he writes, remember that the next time you see Savini in all his self-righteous arrogance chasing after some unwitting target who doesn't want to talk to him. He writes that after the station won't talk to him to answer questions about Savini's arrest.
What if you're a news organization that normally does not report on driving under the influence arrests? Do you then feel a need to report it when one of your own has been arrested for this?
Actually, most TV news stations don't report the run-of-the-mill DUI. I mean, if we did, there would be a long portion of our show devoted to that. So most DUI arrests do not make air, which is why I think a lot of the QAD viewers were upset, because they had not seen many DUI arrests on the news until Jason Fechner's arrest. And I think that some people were actually saying that on their Facebook page.
Although, as Lisa said, you know, for example, if the mayor was arrested, you would probably report that, right?
Yes, yeah.
So does a reporter, a TV anchor, rise to that same level?
Well, that's the thing, that the mayor is an elected official, and people can obviously see a good reason to report on what he is and is not doing and if he's been charged with something. Anchors, you know, the news reporters, they're not public officials. They are not someone elected in that position. They are someone that's bringing you the news, but they are in the public spotlight. So they end up getting a lot of critiques themselves, even though they they're not necessarily any powered position except being a journalist.
I think, as mentioned earlier, they come into your home every evening.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I think courts make the distinction between public officials and public figures. Mm-hmm. And I think a TV news anchor is a public figure because someone prominent in the community. So I guess, the question is, does this station usually report on DUIs of prominent people, and if they do, then you have to put the anchor out there.
Which makes the Savini case even worse, you know, because they have totally disregarded this story and other people have not, I think, within their market.
Yeah, and again, you see the backlash. Eventually, that news is probably going to get out there. And if you haven't been transparent about it, it's just going to make you look that much worse.
I mean, if they don't report it, obviously other people are reporting it. It's public record. The court hearing is a public hearing, so it's going to be in the papers or on other television stations.
Yeah. I think a good rule of thumb is report it and then be done with it. You know, and I think that's what QAD did, was they reported it and they got it out there. They said their piece and then, you know, that was it. With the Savini case, I think they really should make a statement on it. I think they need to, because they're losing some credibility.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.